The State Crime Commission's Legal Affairs Director Stuart Pito says the black market cigarette business is far more lucrative than selling cocaine and heroin. It's not a new trend, but Pito says curtailing non-tax cigarettes at Northern Indian reservations and another New York tax hike have made Virginia cigarettes a hot commodity. Smugglers have multiple ways to transport cigarettes without paying sales taxes, from manufacturing counterfeit tobacco products to becoming temporary retailers solely to buy them in bulk.
A retailer was open for about 2 months, purchased $290,000 worth of cigarettes from Sam's Club. Virginia Tax Department, sort of reviewing the records, realized that no sales tax had been received for any of these cartons, estimated $14,500 loss in revenue to the Commonwealth. And I just propose as a hypothetical, if 10 retailers were doing this for just 1 year, Virginia would lose an estimated $870,000 in sales tax.
The concerns are a loss of revenue and health issues. Pito says the let alone in counterfeit cigarettes far exceeds FDA standards. The commission hopes to propose bills to crack down on smuggling before the next General Assembly session. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.